producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this is the final segment. I'm honchoing, quarterbacking. And Anthony Gucciardi comes in. Leanne McAdoo will pop in, as well as Darren McBreen. It's going to be a jam-packed fourth hour. We're joined right now by geoengineeringwatch.org coordinator and one of the founders, Dave Wigington. And in closing, sir, you've got the floor to transmit more information to the people about one of the most important issues of the world, another super-secret Manhattan-type project now so advanced it's hiding in plain view and beginning to come out of the closet.
Alex, people ask, of course, the obvious question is, how do we stop this? We stop this by reaching critical mass of awareness, which your voice in this helps immensely. And as we do that, we start to make contacts that we didn't have before. We now have an attorney's team, 5 U.S. attorneys, 2 Canadian, that are working on this issue. I coordinate directly with them. We have now about 9, 10 weeks ago, I had an Air Force, retired Air Force general call me out of the blue. I communicate with him now regularly. He is working within his ranks. He's working within people at D.C. who did not know this was going on, as he did not know, because it's completely compartmentalized. But as we start these spot fires of awareness all over in every arena, and we reach critical mass, there'll be a shockwave around the globe. And our site, I hope, is a resource for that. We have a YouTube channel. We have a free app. There's no other contamination on our side as far as politics or anything else. We're simply focused on this particular issue. But if people can use that for a resource, introduce credible data to others instead of just pointing at the sky and ranting, that's a much larger help. And, Alex, we like to, when people appeal to elected officials, agency officials, those that are helping to toe this lie, helping to hide it, if you will, in plain sight, as you stated, because they're trying to protect their paychecks and pension. Appeal to these people. Appeal to their sense of responsibility to their own children to come out of the shadows and start telling the truth.
Because no amount of money's worth having a brain-damaged son or daughter.
No, exactly right. And what's important for people to understand is the contamination that we face and the damage done by climate engineering is extremely non-linear. It escalates rapidly as you reach the end of the contamination cycle, if you will. So breakdown with planetary systems, life support systems, and our own health starts to ensue very rapidly as these saturations build up.
And I was about to say, I've looked at the saturations in the soil. It's on record.
Yes.
Even mainline scientists say they don't know why it's going up. It could kill the planet. It's like the people running things are evil aliens that want to kill the planet. I'm not saying that's what they are. But imagine when this all finally comes out, if we're successful, and I believe we will be, it's going to be 100 times bigger than Nuremberg. But there was a giant scientific eugenics conspiracy playing God doing all this.
You're exactly right. And I know a lot of these academicians, USDA scientists that are still in the field, still employed by the government, and their unfortunate attitude is that they're trying to protect their paychecks and pensions, none of which will matter very, very soon. We need to reach out to these people. We need to reach out to our military brothers and sisters so that they know exactly what they're participating in. If they don't participate, these programs can't happen. In regard to how much metal has fallen on us, to put this in perspective, Alex, soil pH changes in Northern California, we've seen a change of 10 to 12 times toward alkaline in the last decade. That takes a mountain of metal to make that kind of change. We've also, during the same period, seen a 90% decline, 90% in aquatic and terrestrial insects. From the exposure to this metal, the intense UV, it's a virtual crash. If the bugs go, we go. And that's how dire our situation is right here, right now.
Good God. It's total collapse of the ecosystem. They're going to use that to bring in a world government and eco-tyranny to fix the planet while they're the ones wrecking it. And I guess they probably got what they believe are reversal systems once they've gotten rid of us. But this is just insane.
It is insane. But we encourage again, we need everybody to help us to sound the alarm. And if we could simply reach critical mass where the population around the globe or military personnel understand what they're participating in, that's our best bet for bringing these programs to a halt. And time is not on our side. We're losing 200 to 300 species of plant and animal and insect a day right now. 200 a day. That's 15,000 times the background extinction rate. So the bottom line is, again, every day matters in this battle.
It does. I want to get you back up in the very near future to really lay out even more of your amazing evidence. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Dave Wigington, thank you so much. We salute you, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Anthony. Anthony Gucciardi is coming up with a roaring full fourth hour. You do not want to miss this information. Stay with us.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the fourth overdrive hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Anthony Gucciardi. Alex Jones just left us with a lot of news left to cover. We're going to talk about the study that you've heard about probably at this point. 72% of Americans agree with Trump in saying that America has lost its greatness, that we are not as great as we once were. I think that's an obvious fact, but we're going to break that down and we're going to open the phone lines for your take on how America has gone down the tubes, if you think it's gone down the tubes, and what you see in the front lines of what's about to come. And, you know, I want to break that down too, because at the same time that people are saying America has lost its greatness, there's a big part of us, and I've seen it, right? I mean, with the theories of September collapses and everything like that, that really wants it all to finally happen. Because at a subconscious level, we're so sick and tired of all of it that we just wish it would come to a head. And I've got some stories that we're going to cover throughout this next hour, including some interesting ones like this one. Silent killer, Germany showcases four-barrel laser Gatling gun. During this week's Defense and Security Expo in London, German defense contractor unveiled a new sea-based anti-drone laser system. And we've got some other stories, too. We've got about this CEO that raised the price of an anti-parasitic drug that was used for HIV patients to prevent infection from $13.50 to $750 per tablet. And with all of this madness going on, it really makes us think, gee, I wish it would all come to a head. America has lost it. We've lost our minds. We've gone completely insane. And as a last bastion of hope, the listeners of this program, you know, we sit here and we think, wow, this is truly insane. We love humanity. We love the goodness in life. We love nature and going out in the woods and just seeing the beauty and animals and everything like that. But we hate the evil that is encompassing this country and sucking it up like a giant octopus. And that, I believe, is why so many Americans are fed up and just wish something would happen at this point. They wish anything come to a head. And I believe that that is what Trump is so successful in doing. He knows that spirit is rising up, and that is how he is gaining such momentum. But to delve deeper into some of these stories, we actually have to think, and we're going to talk about this further throughout the hour, how we've come to this point is understanding that sociopaths typically are able to climb higher than conscious, smart thinkers like us that want to actually help humanity. And I mentioned the story about the CEO that basically had an activist buyout of a pharmaceutical company and changed the price to $750 a tablet, which with insurance, the HIV patients or other patients that are taking this drug would have to pay at least about $150 out of pocket per tablet. And if you put that into perspective for a poverty-stricken family, that's a lot of money, and they're not going to have access to those drugs, theoretically, right? So we think about that, and we think about those kind of people. And here he is, actually a CEO of different companies, and Forbes recently sat down with this guy. In this article that I just read before I came on air, I wanted to cover, my lunch with, I guess you say his name's Shkreli, what we should learn from pharma's latest monster. Latest monster, key terms there too, because you think about Paxil already found that the metadata that made Paxil safe and approved by the FDA actually led to suicides in teenagers, just like Pfizer and Eli Lilly. Eli Lilly's Prozac, they found in the 1980s, pretty much did the same thing, but of course they're not allowed to tell you about that. But let's talk about this guy. So here's the Forbes article. You already hate Martin Shkreli, the bratty former hedge fund manager who raised the price on a drug to treat infections in AIDS patients by 5,000%. Now it's time to get to know him. I'm not saying you should get to know Shkreli because you'll like him in the end. You might hate him more. He is very smart, but callow and possibly sociopathic. Yet much of what he has been written about in the past week is unrecognizable. He's not a bro or a big-time executive, but a small player with tons of bluster who took Wall Street's ideas about drug pricing to their frightening extreme. And the reason I highlight that specifically is because it's the perfect profile of somebody that tends to rise up in a big corporate conglomerate, specifically Big Pharma, and tends to dominate because they're willing to do things that others won't. Truly sociopathic people, and I'm not talking about callous people. We're all callous at different points in our lives, and we all say mean things that we don't really mean, or we let our anger get the best of us. But I mean truly sociopathic people that don't care if others die because of their actions or actually revel in it if it causes profit in general. Truly sociopathic people tend to climb the ranks, and their biggest weapon, just like they say the devil's greatest weapon is the thought that he doesn't exist, right? Well, the real greatest weapon of people like this, truly evil people, is their greatest weapon is that the average person cannot possibly imagine what a sociopathic or a truly evil person will do, including things like harming others in a serious, damaging way and killing people for profit. So time and time again, when we try to, you know, so-called wake people up, they say, well, that's impossible. There's no way that these corporations would do these things. There's no way that these globalists would do these things. There's no way that the Pope could be saying these evil things. There's no possible way. They forget the element that they don't understand, which is actually willing to do harm for profit and willing to kill people in a measurement of gaining something. So I wanted to highlight that, and I think it tells us just a little snippet inside of it into the greater picture. And this is just a small-scale example, but it's a greater understanding of how some of these things are happening on a major basis, like how they can really sleep at night. And, you know, it's funny, actually, this Shkreli guy, was asked by a reporter how he slept at night after raising the price of these pills from $13 to $750. And he said, I take an Ambien. So that's how he sleeps at night. He takes an Ambien and goes to sleep thinking about the possibility of people dying. And the original article on that from NBC News is, drug that fights complications of AIDS and cancer goes from $13.50 to $750. You know, the reason I bring this up, the reason I bring up the four-barrel laser Gatling gun, outside of it just being really, you know, pretty interesting, is it seems like everything is getting wilder by the day. It seems like the so-called time spiral, which is the theory that in the beginning of time, time moves slow, but as history progresses, the time spiral speedens up, and everything seems to be a bit hastier, a bit swifter, a bit crazier, a bit more wild every single day. It seems like the so-called time spiral is in full effect these days with laser technology, different scalar weapons, all this crazy stuff that you hear about every single day. You think, when is it going to finally, you know, when's it going to burst? And that's that tension we all feel, that background stress, as I call it. Because you could be sitting there, and you always feel that background stress because there's so much tension right now in the world. And it brings me back to this poll. 72% of Americans saying that America is not great anymore. We've lost our power. We've lost our greatness. We've lost our ability to be the best, which I agree with. It also reminds me, though, of this article that came out today from Science Now. Oldest decapitated skull in South America had ritual significance. This is an international team of scientists say they've discovered the oldest known beheaded skull in America's arranged in strange, possibly symbolic pose. And the reason I bring this strange story up is here we have this decapitated head with it was done apparently in a ritualistic style with hands on top of the skull. And the way they describe it in the Science Now article is that it was a very bloody, horrible, disgusting beheading that was potentially common at the time. And I bring that up to parallel today and historical past, because as all the craziness continues with laser weapons and nuclear weapons and all these other things, and we say to ourselves, man, this is all coming to a head, what's the difference between now and thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago when they were doing ritualistic beheadings and killing people because they thought they were witches? The difference is technology. They didn't have nuclear weapons thousands of years ago. They didn't have nuclear weapons hundreds of years ago. When they were disemboweling and murdering or Genghis Khan running around killing millions of people, they didn't have the technology. So that is the difference. I believe that humanity has always had this element of pure evil throughout it, kind of like a spider web in the history books, right? It's always there. It's always amassing itself. But the difference now and why things are so tense and so absurd is technology. That is the only difference between hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. Now things have gotten to the point, though, that instead of, wow, you have a tribe that comes in and beheads others or kills, you know, their elders or whatever, we have a country that can use nuclear weapon systems and absolutely abolish and destroy the other. Well, that's some of the stuff we're going to get into today. We're also going to talk about the future and 43,381 viruses that have been found in the sewage systems, many of which are unknown to scientists. Some samples found in Pittsburgh, Barcelona, and throughout the world. They had 43,000 viruses that we don't even know about that could potentially lead to resistant bacteria, resistant viruses. The U.S. is finally taking action on antibiotic resistance. Alex has been telling you about that for years. I've been saying that as well. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria is probably going to kill millions of people in the near future if we don't do something about it. Advisory Council established on antibiotic-resistant bacteria from feedstuffs. And then we're also going to get into some more wild news, such as why you should always trust your gut. New science points to why you should trust your gut and some old science as well. There's a second brain in your stomach. It influences your mood, what you eat, and kinds of diseases you get. Think twice how the gut's second brain influences mood and well-being. We're also going to take your calls on all of these subjects, the decline of America. The number to call in is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Call in quick because the call board looks like it's already filling up. So we're going to talk about the decline of America. We're also going to talk to Leanne McAdoo. She's going to come in with news in the next segment. And then Darren McBreen at the last segment. So we'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. Again, this is the fourth Overdrive Hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi sitting in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned. We've got a lot more to break down, including news that Alex did not even get to.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others. At 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar, we're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the fourth Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, hosting for this hour, and I'm joined also by Leanne McAdoo, and she's got some news. We were talking in the last segment, and the next segment we're going to take your calls, and Kit Daniels is going to come in and talk about some new censorship that he just uncovered. It's actually pretty ridiculous. You're going to see that. Want to see that in the next segment. We were talking about a poll and we're taking your calls next segment on this issue, that 72% of Americans agree America has lost its greatness. We've gone down the tubes. We've lost what was once the American spirit, the American dream, you name it. We have lost it. And Leanne has just brought in some news, too, that is in that same vein, and we're going to break that down. And it goes also with this idea, and Leanne, I want you to comment on this, that we're to blame for it all. We're told that it's our fault. It's not the corporations that pay 0% tax. It's the middle-class Americans that need to pay 50% tax.
Right.
It's the middle-class Americans that destroyed the economy in 2008 by buying homes when it was really the banks making tons and tons of cash on phony loans that they knew were totally garbage. And it also goes hand-in-hand with, oh, you know, Target, remember when Target was so PC and they refused to label gender-specific items and all that kind of stuff? And, you know, it's the middle-class Americans that are the jerks and corporations are our friends. Well, listen to this story. Day after employees vote to unionize in Targets, Target announces fleet of robot workers.
Wow. Yeah.
Just a day after pharmacy workers from a Brooklyn Target store formed a union, the company announced plans to replace employees with robot workers in the near future. And they said that was just a micro union they passed, and now they're going to release a fleet of robots. It's the corporation screwing us. And I'm not even anti-money or anti-capitalism or anti-corporation, but at the end of the day, we are just being blamed for everything. The government is holding hands with the megacorps. They're making billions of dollars, consuming us, the consumers, and then we're being blamed for all the economic woes. Everything that's wrong with us, everything that's wrong with the country, we're being blamed for. And that's why 72% of Americans are upset, and also upset because they're blamed for it.
Well, one of the big issues with that is a lot of people have grown into this complacency. We are distracted on a daily basis. People think it's so important and so valuable to post their next selfie of, or, you know, flexing at the gym or whatever. That's what America is sort of surrounding itself with presently. And that's all by design, of course. So we're not actually paying any attention to what's going on out there in the world. And I would say that is the only thing that we are at fault, is just allowing ourselves to become distracted, to become programmed, to become complacent. But, you know, obviously a lot of people listening right now are doing what it takes to you know, fight back against this, to wake up against. And you know, like you were saying in the earlier segment, with just it's always been bad. There's always been evil. The difference is technology. And we're allowing this technology to distract us and to program us rather than using this technology, being alive at this time where we have this wonderful technology to be able to use it for good. And, of course, you know, we're trying to do that. Other people are trying to do that as well with waking people up. But it's interesting, that thing with Target, you know, I feel like that's one of the reasons why they want everyone to be gender neutral. So we are more robotic, to destroy the individual, to destroy what is that American entrepreneurial spirit, what makes this country great, is the individual.
That's true. They've hijacked entrepreneurial spirit. Like,
mm-hmm.
These mega corporations aren't out there doing good, helping people, helping rise humanity up, making money, which is great. You know, making money can be a good thing. They're actually taking it and just ruining the economy and then laughing about it.
Yeah.
And you know what else is interesting? You mentioned consumption. I think that is the biggest thing. There's three ways that all of us conform to what our reality is and conform to what our individualism is. And the number one thing is the consumption of media. So let's say you log online, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on YouTube, whatever it is. You're choosing which media to consume.
Right.
And it's going to affect you one way or another. You're going to watch shows like this, and you're going to get informed.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually going to awaken your, you know, higher consciousness, whatever you want to call it. You're going to actually figure things out and, you know,
right,
make your brain work. But if you're going to choose to watch CNN or some bogus mainstream media, all you're doing is fueling your subconscious and your ocular system in a different way that's all a bunch of garbage.
Right.
And then you wonder why you're dumbed down and why you don't have the information. You're choosing that consumption level. So just like you choose what you eat, and you can be nutrient deficient if you go to the grocery store and you only buy processed foods, you can be deficient in your head mentally. You can be deficient by eating processed news, right?
Exactly.
Consuming processed news.
Totally.
So at the same time you're going to the grocery store, you wouldn't eat Cheese Whiz for your whole diet. Why would you watch the equivalent of Cheese Whiz, which is the mainstream media, or some stupid
Cheese
YouTube
Whiz media
videos all day, when you can actually have engaging, real content, which is like,
well, exactly. And that's why it is also so important to know that they are controlling your programming, just like Facebook censoring the stories you're getting.
That's absolutely right. And next segment, we're going to have Kit Daniels come in and talk a little bit about censorship. And we're going to take your calls on the decline of America and all the subjects we are talking about right now. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Anthony Gucciardi. We will be right back for the next long segment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to be able to bring you the hands-down best deal we've ever offered on high-quality storable foods. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. For a limited time until October 1st, they're allowing us to offer the lowest price on food they've ever given to the public. Now is the time in the next week to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. You've only got until October 1st to take advantage of these introductory offers. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the fourth overdrive hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Anthony Gucciardi, and we've got a lot of news to cover. Kit Daniels of InfoWars.com, key writer on the website, is also in here to talk about censorship and something that he says Facebook just censored completely, wiped off the grid. And we've got Leanne McAdoo as well. We're going to take your calls on the decline of America and what you see coming. First, I want to say thank you for listening to this program, and it's your support that really helps blast it out on the airwaves and helps the alternative media, at real independent media at large, actually reach people. That's why Alex just launched his TV network, his satellite, to over 400 plus million people nation and worldwide. And it was because of your support of the InfoWars Money Bomb. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, to say thank you, Brain Force and DNA Force are both 20% off, and Child Ease is back in stock. Now, Brain Force is probably my top product choice right now. Survival Shield X2 is always the flagship product, but Brain Force, I'm on it right now every single day. I take two in the morning.
And it's amazing. It really, really is amazing, and it just helps me form sentences better. Just it works. Here's a couple of reviews that you can see on InfoWarsLife.com. This is from Lacey in Rochester. She says, thank you for making this great product. Ever since I've been taking these, I've been getting a lot more things done at home, and at work, procrastination is not an issue when I have this brain candy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Maybe we should call it brain candy, and thank you, Lacey. Control-Alt-Delete, I like the name, from Canada, says, after taking Brain Force, first thing in the morning, my thought processes become precise and crisp. True mental illumination. It feels like adrenaline for the soul. This is poetic. I know, seriously. But no, it really does, though. It's an amazing product. Get Brain Force at InfoWarsLife.com. It has alpha GCP. It has L-theanine. It has yerba mate extract. It's the real deal. Try it, and you will not be disappointed. Anyway, we're going to open up the phone lines and take your calls in a minute. But first, we've got Kit Daniels, and he ran in here and said, hey, Facebook just censored. Is it your article they censored?
Yes, absolutely. It's the article entitled Pope Kid, Amnesty Activist Stage PR Stunt to Promote Illegal Immigration. Now, I posted this article about 12:45 in the afternoon, and then I shared it on Facebook. And, you know, of course, that generates, you know, traffic to the website, and people go to see our own Facebook page and say, oh, there's an article up. So they go to the article and they start sharing it on themselves right off the article. The last time I checked, they had about 1,500 shares on Facebook directly from Infowars.com. That went down to zero. So I had one of our programmers to take a look at it, and he said, there's nothing wrong that I can tell on our website. And so I tried to get our social media guy to share the article again, and it wouldn't share the media, the meta tag data. And furthermore, the post that I shared of the article about 1 o'clock p.m., it's completely gone. They deep-sixed that article entirely. Now, I know there's been a glitch on Facebook, but this is the only article that we've had problems with today so far. So I'm kind of wondering, you know, I know that Mark Zuckerberg, you know, CEO of Facebook, he's always pushed pro-amnesty. Mm-hmm. Then you got the media saying that the pontiff, Pope Francis, can do more right now than Obama ever could because he's got the audience. And you got Shepard Smith saying, oh, well, we can't. And the Pope's saying is not political, even though it is political, right. Obviously. So they're like using the pontiff to push this pro-amnesty open borders agenda while saying it's not political. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if they're suppressing the article because you got Zuckerberg that's completely pro-amnesty, open borders, whatnot. And they don't want you talking bad about the Pope when he's pushing their agenda.
Right. So, you know, I used to be skeptical about Facebook censorship. Right. Because I always like to say, well, you know, people, there's so much stuff out there. They say, oh, it's censored. You're like, really? Is it just a messed up URL or something like that? And a lot of the times it is. But I actually had, if you remember, I had my article censored and it wasn't even that hardcore. It was about the DARC Act banning GMO labeling in the United States.
Yeah.
And I posted it on my site, National Society and InfoWars, and both were simultaneously banned. And when you posted it, it actually had a pop up that came up and said, actually, you're not allowed to post this on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we did everything. We fixed every possible component that could be a technical issue, mm-hmm. and resubmitted it 50 times. Only when we changed the title and changed the image and changed the URL, but with the same exact text and everything like that, was allowed to be posted for about 15 minutes, and then again it was banned. So I've actually experienced this firsthand, and it is legitimate. This, you know.
Yeah.
So a year ago I might have said, well, let's look at this, but I've actually found it to be 100% verified at this point. Facebook has been caught censoring things. And it wouldn't surprise me either. And it's also interesting. It also goes to show the Pope is supposedly a Christian figure. And what does the media hate more than Christian figures, right? They act like they hate Christian values. Oh, these bigots, you know, how dare they? You know, we're so PC. The Christians, oh, they hate the gays and all this stuff, right? But then it's like the Pope comes to Congress. Oh, let's let him get broadcast. Yeah. He's not political. He's amazing. His Holiness, the Pontiff. And they just worship him like an angelic being, and he goes to Congress and says all these things that they would have never accepted, right? They would have never allowed, but you're not allowed to criticize the Pope. He's a religious figure. They're supposed to hate that. I bet they wouldn't let Jesus go on the air that much. You know, they would not let Jesus address Congress. If Jesus came back today, they would say, no, he's a bigot. He's a jerk. You know, we're not letting him in Congress, but the Pope can go.
Well, what's really telling is the fact that Obama, every chance he gets, he attacks Christianity. It was like, I think in April, he went to a Christian Easter breakfast, and of course he attacks Christianity.
Right.
But when it comes to the Pope, he's shaking his hands. Oh, yeah, come to the White House. We're buddies and this and that. It's right. Like he doesn't attack the Christianity when it comes to the Pope.
Well, that's, of course, because he is pushing his agenda and agreeing with him.
Well, there's a globalist agenda.
That's right. So we're going to go to some calls, and let's go ahead and go straight to Walt in Michigan. Walt, what's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I want to bring up a couple things that always kind of gets overlooked. Greg Galuzzo, when Obama was in Chicago, was his mentor. And Greg Galuzzo is a Jesuit priest. We now have a Jesuit, former Jesuit, is now Pope. And the Jesuit oath, the extreme oath, the Jesuits call for a world government and destruction of all independent freedoms, which you have in the Holy Alliance with Metternich in the early 1800s. Formulating a plan to take control of this country. We now have Roman Catholics ruling the United States for the benefit of the Pope's New World Order. He is their boss. That's why they invited him here. Why do you think they spent, what, $450 million protecting their boss?
That's so you don't think there's multiple heads, though? There's multiple evil people in this country doing multiple different things? You think the Pope is the centerfold of all of it?
All right, I'm going to say this. I'm going to be succinct about it. The Pope is the top, the very top. He is the Antichrist. All these guys are working for Satan's system, which is centered in Rome. It's in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, in the King James Bible. It's the woman that sits on seven hills, and this great city rules over the kings of the earth. Well, what religion are all the kings? What religion is Joseph Biden? John Roberts, who okayed the Obamacare, he's a Roman Catholic Knight of Malta, inducted on the island of Malta 3 days after he passed the Obamacare. Six of the nine Supreme Court justices are high-level Roman Catholics, and the majority of the ones who voted for the same-sex marriage out of five are Roman Catholics. John Napolitano, Leon Panetta.
It is very weird that the Pope is being worshipped in the United States. I'll give you that. You know, I don't know about the Antichrist and all that kind of stuff, but I will say it is bizarre and damaging that the Pope is being worshipped and presented to Congress as some sort of angelic, amazing creature. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Joshua in Florida. What's on your mind, Joshua?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to add in from before that it's more of like a balance between material life and doing your job and then spiritual life and being a human. And that's where the globalists have lost their way, you know. So I just wanted to add that in from before what you guys were talking about.
That's what we all have the responsibility on our own. We don't need other people to help show us the way. We all have to take that responsibility for ourselves to break out of that robotic trance. It's difficult to do, but it's actually just as easy as making a decision.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think all of us have a moral responsibility, and the problem is we get too caught up in our 9-to-5 jobs to either A, seek information and, you know, so-called wake up and figure things out, or B, actually do anything about it, because by the time we get home, and I've been there, I know how it feels, working a long time, 10 to 12 hours a day, and you get home and you're tired. You don't want to think about anything. You don't want to do anything. You might even put on the idiot tube and watch CNN Media, which we talked about earlier, is basically the equivalent nutritionally as eating an entire jar of Cheese Whiz as every single meal that you have. So what happens is you get tired, you get exhausted, you get sick, you get dumbed down, you get into this shell, and you become a shell of what you could be.
Right.
And it's only by deciding at a deep conscious level, spiritual level, mental level, whatever you want to believe, that you're going to do something about it and actually fight and actually help people that you kind of awaken from that dreamlike state that I know that we've all been put in at one point or another. Excellent, insightful call. Thank you. Let's talk to Fred in Tennessee. How's it going, Fred?
Ted. It's going pretty good. It's Ted. Well, I was calling about the decline of America. There is a decline, and he was talking about whose fault it was. I hate to say it, but it is our fault. The fault is, you know, we've turned away from God, and that's what this country was founded upon, you know. So we've turned away from the very thing we was founded on. And, well, evil's crept in, and our country's falling apart because of that. all the things that we have here is made in China. I mean, we don't hardly make nothing anymore. And if we do make anything, the parts come from across the water, you know. I mean, yeah, our country is falling apart, and it is our fault. And the only way we can fix it is get back to God.
We have become such a decadent country and relied on the comforts that we experienced and turned away from all forms of righteousness in every one of its categories. And, you know, we've all done that in some extent in our lives. But as a nation, we have just become consumed by consumerism, and we have just fallen into the depths, the total depths of just getting rid of all production and everything like that. Leanne and Kit, what do you guys have to say about that? Have we not just fallen in such a way? I mean, there's a reason that what Trump says and other people resonates really, really well, and 72% agree that America is
not. We're not a nation of builders anymore. I mean, basically, our manufacturing is overseas. We're basically using our Federal Reserve funny money to buy TVs and foreign cars and whatnot, whereas, you know, Asian countries they got all the products they're building themselves. They actually got the real assets. We don't have anything. We have money came out at nothing.
Right.
And also, it's like this, there's two ways you can fight the government or fight tyrants in power. One way is you can go up against the state. The other way is you can live your life as freely as possible, as feasibly as possible, like homesteading, raising your children, homeschooling them, so on and so forth. A lot of people don't realize that anymore.
Yeah, just turning off the boob tube, setting down your... Take 5 minutes a day to just sit in silence and just visualize the day you would like to have, the life you would like to have, rather than turning on the TV and letting TV tell you what your life should look like, or what other people's Instagram posts tell you what your life should look like. Sit and find your quiet space within yourself to visualize what the life you want to lead. And I mean, it's as easy as that. Five minutes a day.
I mean, the government, there are tyrants in the government, but there's also tyrants in your own minds. It's like Thomas Jefferson said, you have to excrete the tyrants within you that prevents you doing from what you want to do in life.
Oh, absolutely. And I think at the same time, to focus on what the caller and what you guys are saying, we also have to look at the idols of this nation.
Mm-hmm.
What are they producing? Because if you think about the 40s and 50s and 30s and stuff, the idols, the heroes, not even idols at that point, more so heroes, I would like to say, those were people that created something and stood for something, or even as John Wayne or anything like that. They actually, hey, you know, they're strong men. They lead. They take care of their family. Our idols are Kim Kardashian,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift, who's not as bad as Kim Kardashian, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
Right? So those are our idols as a nation.
Justin Bieber.
Kanye West. Jay-Z. You know, writing songs about beating women and ruining them. But that's politically correct. But it's those evil rednecks that do things that are...
It's interesting you mention those names, because those are all the celebrities that are pushed by the establishment that they want us to worship.
Of course. But they don't produce anything.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, hey, at least Jay-Z makes music. But what does Kim Kardashian do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But you also notice on Instagram, everyone that's super hot doesn't do anything. They have 5 million, 20 million followers. They don't produce anything. So why would you produce anything?
They produce selfies.
Exactly. The number one volume of production in the United States is selfies. If we could export selfies instead of actual resources, we'd be in the clear. All right, let's keep going through these calls. But the key concept is clear. We're not producing anymore. We aren't making anything, and we've been saying that for a long time. But at a fundamental level, even an individual level, we've lost our passion. We've lost our zest for life. Hey. We're sitting here accumulating dust and accumulating bed bugs and just waiting to do something, rolling around collecting unemployment as a country, as an embodiment of a human being that is the United States of America, and then saying, what the heck? You know, we want more stuff. Right, want more stuff.
What is that American spirit? Find it in yourself.
Absolutely. Well, let's add a little beauty to this discussion, because Denise wants to talk. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she wanted to talk about Hillary Clinton. I wanted to talk about that. Instead, we're going to talk about internet censorship with Anonymous in Texas. Anonymous, tell us about some internet censorship.
Hey, Anthony. Actually, I sent you guys a link at Show Tips. It was a couple nights ago. You know that article from the NSA, on the NSA about the NSA hiring trolls to discredit factual information?
Yes.
that night I was trying, I actually discovered a troll, and I tried to post that article in the comments, and just like what, I can't remember who it was that said his article disappeared.
Kit Daniels, yeah.
Kit Daniels. It just, the applet comes up, you post you paste the link, and as soon as the applet disappears, the article disappears as well. They are censoring stuff. Things that are important that would to cripple them, they're censoring it.
They got to control information.
Well, you know, when I post an article, I can give direct evidence of paid trolls. And it's like the Monsanto employee that said, I don't know if you guys remember, he said, yeah, we have paid trolls. And he said it in some public forum. They didn't realize they were filming or whatever. So when I post an article on a few different subjects, let's say it's about Monsanto or something like that, within, I'd say, 45 seconds of the post, because they have the RSS feeds, which is what indicates on your browser when an article is posted. So they probably have InfoWars and everywhere else. And they have these RSS feeds, and they'll click them constantly, refresh them, and see, oh, a new post came up. Better spam it. And within, I'd say, 45 seconds, 60 seconds, literally, I'll have a post pasted like, this is obvious fear-mongering. None of this is true. This is scientifically inaccurate. I've already reviewed the studies. Like, something that no one could have typed in 45 seconds.
Right.
And also the same stuff every single time, and they have similar names and stuff, or they'll put doctor in front of their name, and then they'll come back in like 2 minutes and concur, be like, oh, I concur, doctor, this is wrong. And they'll just be it's the same person talking to themselves, and we can look at the IPs, which we have done.
Yeah.
It's the same IP like 17 times, and it's the same IP under different names over and over again. So we do know that the trolls are, in fact, real. Anyway, you're listening to the Alex Jones. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host. Coming up, Darren McBrain is going to talk about what's going on later tonight in the nightly news, and we're going to cover some more news. Stay tuned.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thank you.
is the end.
Welcome back to the fourth Overdrive Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Anthony Gucciardi. And we've got Darren McBreen telling us the latest breaking stuff on the Pope and what he's going to cover tonight on the Nightly News. And we have Leanne McAdoo sitting in for the remainder of the show. Now, it's thanks to your support that the show even exists and that its reach is now expanded to 400 plus million as Alex has recently launched a satellite into orbit that will be broadcasting the Alex Jones Show and the Nightly News nationwide, worldwide, 400 plus million reach that otherwise would have not gotten this information. And it's through your support of InfoWarsLife.com that it's all made possible. Right now, to say thanks, Brain Force and DNA Force are both 20% off each, and Child Ease is back in stock. Here is a review on DNA Force, which is probably the most high-powered product by InfoWarsLife.com. It has BioPQQ in it, which has more antioxidant activity than vitamin C and is backed by 175 different clinical studies. You can look them up, BioPQQ. Just 1 kilo of BioPQQ and some other compounds in it equates to up to $40,000. That's what it costs to make this product. It's a huge time investment, money investment. The chemists have to come in. It's a lot of money that Alex pays and stores in his warehouse and hopes that you will like it and knows that you will like it. So check out DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com. And here is one of the reviews from Bullet from Independence. He says, been using this DNA Force over a month. It's amazing stuff. I have 6 bottles right now and will keep my supplies stocked up. I do not want to run out. I love the energy. I feel the strength. May the Force be with you. Thanks, Alex and the InfoWars team. Love you, Patriots. A job well done. Well, thank you, Bullet. And Elijah, the healthcare assistant, says, DNA Force has been a dream come true. I was skeptical at first, but when I tried it, I became a believer. Thank you. Thank you. So check out DNA Force at InfoWarsLife.com and try it out for yourself. 20% off throughout this week. Darren, tell us about what's coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News that you will be hosting.
Well, she's become an international media sensation. I'm going to be talking about little Sophia Cruz. And, of course, this is the Pope girl. And let me tell you something. I was just in the break room before I came in here, and you cannot get away from her right now. She's on CNN. She's on Fox. She's on MSNBC. She's all over the Internet, and she really, truly has become an international sensation.
Well, tell people what happened. What's the Pope girl?
Well, it's a propaganda tool that they're using to promote illegal immigration. Of course, this is the little girl who rushed out to the Pope-mobile yesterday in Washington, D.C., somehow magically got through the barricades, was escorted by police, Secret Service, went up to the Pope, handed her a pro-immigrant immigration T-shirt and a note pleading with the Pope to allow her parents to stay here in the United States. So this is a whole anchor baby thing.
He has the power.
He's got the power. So yeah, we're going to break that down. Kit Daniels is going to join me. And this is a huge psyop on the American people to get us to support illegal immigration, this tsunami, this flood of illegal immigrants that are coming into the country right now. And I'm also going to take a look at how this is done in the past, how the mainstream media in the past has been known for basically conning us into believing things that are not true. So we'll look at Kuwaiti girl, 15-year-old girl from Kuwait, and there are plenty of examples, so that's all coming up tonight.
Tell everyone how to check out the Nightly News tonight.
Well, I go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're on at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time at Prison Planet TV. You can also, we're on YouTube the next day, on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. And that's how you do it.
Excellent. Well, definitely check out the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. And thank you for joining us on this four-hour broadcast. Alex has brought back, again, the fourth hour. This is the InfoWars Overdrive, the extension of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much for joining us. Alex will be back live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time to cover more of the news, more on the Pope, everything you want to hear about. And thanks so much. You are the resistance. InfoWars.com and InfoWarsLife.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.